Giga Yerushalmi, corresponding to Chagiga Bavli, Daf Chof, beginning Yerushalmi on Daf Yodar, the Medalef, and that's for the Mishnah in Halacha Zayin. Big Day Ma'oetz, Midas Fushim, Big Day Fushim, Midas Vayichaituma, Big Day Echaituma, Midas Lakodesh. Clothes of an Ma'oetz are Midas, which means they consider like Mishkav of Azov, that which Azov lay on, for Pushim, which means the pious people. Clothes of Pushim are Midas for Oichlei Truma, people that eat Truma. Clothes of Oichlei Truma are Midas for Kodesh. Yosi ben Yoeza hayachosid shebekahuna vahaisa mitpachtoi midras lakodesh. Yosi ben Yoeza was the pious one of Kahuna, and his handtel was midras for kodesh. Yochanan ben Gugudo hayachal altaras lakodesh kol yomav vahaisa mitpachtoi midras lachatas. Yochanan ben Gugudo ate altaras lakodesh all of his days, and his handtel was midras lachatas. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, the Magoi Shonu. Rabbi Yasa, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that our Mishnah discusses concerns for Midras only also through Magoi, which is touching. Rabbi Zeira bar koimi Rabbi Yasa, Mehechan nitma habeget hazeh Midras. Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Yasa, from where did this garment get to with Midras? Amaleti pata shahaisa ishtoi shalam ma'oretz yosheves alav amuma. Rabbi Yasa answered, you could say that the Amoretz's wife sat on it naked, means while she was a nidda. Shmuel bar Abba bar Koimi Rabbi Zeira, Kamadat Amal Tamar Ein, which you say Ein, Masa Bechulin, Vyesh Masa Bechulin, Alidei Maga, with Gavasar, Ein, which you say Ein Heset Bechulin, Vyesh Heset Bechulin, Alidei Maga. Shmuel bar Abba asked Rabbi Zeira, just like you say there, that there's no decree about an Amoretz for Masa, which is if a car moves or holds up Tumma, he becomes Tamei. And that's for chulin, but there is a masa, there is masa for chulin, through means that there was also maga. So do we say similarly that there is no hesed, which means the tumas, like zav and nida, if the tumah moves tahara, it's metamet for chulin, but there is hesed for chulin through maga. Bishmul achid Rabbi Hoshia, am Rabbi Yomia, boy Yashra, alakise, renaga boy. Bishmul, the brother of Rabbi Hoshia, quoting Rabbi Yomia, asked if an Amma, oh, it's his wife, sat on a chair and touched it, what's the law? Manashach, in Masa, Hawi Masa, in Maga, in Maga. The Gemara says that, well, this is obvious, no matter what you say, it's Tamei, because if you acquire Masa, there is Masa. If you acquire Maga, there is Maga. Madad Omar, but Masa, Achi, Nase, Ruboi, the Kavasar, Maga, Achi, Ruboi. The answer is we say that there is Masa when the Tahara bears most of the Tamei. And correspondingly, there is a Maga when the Tamei touches most of the Tahara. Does the body of a Porush become like a Zav regarding Truma, means to be Metame through Hesed and Midras? Mishnah says, one who leaves an Amoretz in his house to guard it, if the Chaver sees those who enter and leave, the food and drink and open earthenware vessels are Tamei, but Mishkavos and Moshavos, that which one might lay on or sit on, and Klicheres, earthenware vessels surrounded with a tight ceiling lid, are Tahor. In Tema also Gufoi Kazav Etzel HaTruma, Afila Mukofen Smir Psil HaEyu Tamein. If you'll say that they made the body of an Amoretz like a Zav regarding Truma, then even what's surrounded with a Tzimid Psua type sitting lid would be Tomei. Rather they didn't, and all the more so, a Parosha's body is not like a Zav. Am Rav Yudah Barpazi, Tipate Barmaoretz, as a Parosh, Leish Marina Klum. Rav Yudah Barpazi answered that the Mishnah discusses an Amoretz regarding Chulin of a Parosh, you can't learn anything about Truma from it. Am Rav Mana, Kain Rav Yasa, Rabbi, or Madan and Kaimin, Hacha, but Truma and Kaimin. The Mana rejected that, and so said Rabbi Yasa, my Rebbe, in time Mishnah discusses Truma. We'll bring a proof from the Sefer there that if the Chavir does not see those who enter and leave, even if the Amoretz is immobile, he cannot go by himself or he's tied up, everything is tame. Klum amru, if you say yadav tameim, lo mishim hesed, did they say that his hands are tame? They're not metame inside a tight sealing lid. Is it not due to hesed? And if so, it must discuss truma. The Chum did not decree hesed for chulin. Mekain am Rabbi Yochanan lo yechatz asoyf v'lo yaseitoyf v'lo rishus, if you say rishus ma'aretz, if you say etzel chulin, ela etzel hatruma. When you bring support to that, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that there are no stringencies of chatzitzoyf? Means to say that ma'aretz, his kli cannot block truma, hesed and rishus ma'aretz regarding chulin, only regarding truma. The body of one who eats truma become like a zav regarding kodesh. We learn from the following brisa: if one cuts a tube to use for kodesh, one who cuts it or immerses it, he must immerse. Granted, one who cuts it must immerse because he must touch it. Why do we obligate tvila for one who immerses it? He can wrap it in a shoot and carry it by something else, something that does not perceive tuma, and immerse it. Rather, he's like a zav, and he's metame through carrying. Surely this applies to anyone who did not immerse the kodesh, means even one who eats tuma. Rather, it discusses one who cuts a tube for kodesh with intent to immerse it. Since he intended to immerse it, he didn't guard it carefully, and we cannot resolve our question from here. The Gemara now asks, does the body of one who eats Kodesh become like a Zav regarding Chatas? The answer that we learn from the following bais are two flasks, one's Torah for Kodesh and one's Torah for Chatas, attached to each other. Both of them are Tahirim, made from earthenware, so they're not metame through touching, as even if a person touched them together. The Kodesh flask is metame him, but he's not metame the Chatas flask, and this shows that he's not considered like a Zav. Baha masnisa kliga, should say, hatoho le Chatas, she hisit barukoi, roikoi, should say, ovi meme, raglav sheltoho le truma nidma. The Gemara asks a question from Rabbi, say, if one was toho for Chatas, moved the spit or urine of one who was toho for truma, he became tame. He toho la truma, he toho la kodesh. One who is toho for truma is like one who is toho for kodesh, and his spit and urine are matame through masa, like those of a zav. Adnalach perek ein doshim.